Hey there, welcome. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School, bringing you daily episodes featuring case studies, questions and answers, tips, all kinds of ideas about how you can make extra money without quitting your job. Now, today's episode, as we kick off a new week here, it's part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. It is, in fact, about how someone got going, how they made their first $1,000, how they entered a new industry, started a new project, did something for the first time. How did they get to that point? And this is important because, you know, I've learned that once you begin to earn real money, the steps required to go to the next level, whatever that level is, could be from $1,000 to $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 and beyond. It's so much easier than that first real paycheck. So that's why I want to help our listeners get started quickly. And we've had so many stories over the years of listeners doing that. So I am cheering you on as always. And with that in mind, today's feature comes from Rachel, the Budget Bliss Wedding Planner. So she is doing low budget ceremonies or wedding ceremonies and events for couples who don't have a lot of money to spend, which of course is admirable, but she also wants to get paid for her important work. And I think that's admirable too. So how does she do it? Let's hear from Rachel. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, this is Rachel. So my story started when my best friend asked me to help plan her wedding. She was on a tight budget, and I quickly learned how to stretch her dollars and still have a beautiful and memorable event. My friends and family were impressed with my skills and started asking for my help with their own events. Out of this experience, I realized that there was a need for affordable wedding planning services and decided to start my own business. I called it Budget Bliss Weddings and started marketing myself to couples who were looking to save money on their big day. Most wedding planners target brides and couples who have more money to spend, which makes sense in some ways, but I felt that couples with tighter budgets still deserve the best possible experience. I quickly learned that the key to success in the budget wedding market was to be creative and resourceful. I scoured thrift stores and discount stores for unique and affordable decor and learned how to negotiate with vendors to get the best deals. I also spent a lot of time on social media sharing budget-friendly wedding inspiration and tips with my followers. Interesting. That's what I thought would be most effective, but it turned out that most business came from direct referrals. The first few months of my business were a learning curve, but I quickly gained a reputation for being able to create beautiful weddings on a budget. I started getting more and more bookings and was able to supplement my day job income with my part-time wedding planning business. One of the funniest moments I can remember was when I was setting up for a wedding at a local park. I had rented a tent for the reception and was in the process of setting it up when a gust of wind came out of nowhere and sent the tent flying. It was like something out of a rom-com, or at least the comedy part. I was frantically trying to chase down the tent as it rolled across the grass while the wedding party looked on in shock. Thankfully, one of the groomsmen helped me get the tent under control and set it up in time for the reception. The couple and their guests ended up having a beautiful and memorable day. Looking back, I'm so glad I took the step and started my own business. It's been a lot of hard work, but I love being able to help couples create their dream wedding without breaking the bank. And who knows? Maybe one day I'll be able to turn my part-time business into a full-time career.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I, too, am so glad that you took the leap and started your own business. It sounds like you're doing something that's important. And also, as I said in the introduction, you know, finding a way to get paid yourself, which is also important. So I want our listeners to be able to do things that matter and make a difference in the world, but also get paid. Just to stress that, you know, it's okay to get paid. That's why you're listening to Side Hustle School. You want to make extra money. No problem with that. So thanks, Rachel, for telling us about your first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, something you're wondering about, or an idea you have, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2228, every single day since January 1, 2017. We're going to keep it going. You can subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. It's all completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.